check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning everyone. Happy Thursday. We are so close to the weekend.
Cannot wait.
Hey, it's going to be Mick Happy Day on Saturday as well. Make sure you come along to Macca's and say hello to us.
We're going to be down there. Yep. Yeah. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Awesome. That's going to be so much fun. Hey, we've got the mayor on air coming up.
We do.
After 8 this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I mention it so early, if you want to ask him a question, head to hit.com.au because you can actually pop a question on there and we can ask the mayor for you. So it can be about anything.
Live on the radio, this is your hot ticket to get straight to the mayor.
It's directly to the mayor.
Yep.
Hey, about 15 minutes time, I want to talk to you as well about a guy who's done something you shouldn't do in Bali.
Ah, well, there's a lot of things you shouldn't do in Bali.
Well, I think after...
You shouldn't just, you know, go and get, you know, pulled pork from any kind of vendor that you like.
You
just
really need salad.
Yeah, exactly. Ice cubes. Don't go out in the sun without sunscreen on, because I tell you what, the UV over there is something else.
No, he's done something that Australians know you shouldn't do over there. I'll talk to you about that in about 15 minutes' time. But before we kick the show off, it'd be remiss of me not to mention The Simpsons.
Oh, the show of my childhood.
I've got some really sad news just broken.
Why? What's happened?
Channel 10 have announced they've lost the rights to broadcast The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah. It's with a heavy heart.
What do you mean?
So, they were in negotiations with Century Fox 21 over the rights, and those negotiations have broken down, and the deadline's come up really quickly. So, suddenly, they're no longer able to show it, and the Simpsons and also Modern Family have both gone to Foxtel.
So, they're off free-to-air television?
They're off free-to-air.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That was my 6 o'clock childhood.
This was exactly 6 p.m. every night. This is what you watch religiously.
Yeah, mum and dad watching news, just mum for me, or dad, not the same room, not the same house. Watching news in the other room, you watch The Simpsons. Happy days. Everyone's happy.
This is the show that my entire family quotes.
Yeah.
This is just the thing that you pull out at any kind of dinner party or at any comical moment. You pull out a Simpsons quote. This is what you do. And it's off the air.
Off, done, bye Felicia.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry to start the show off with sad news, people.
Well, I'm going to have to get Foxtel.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You'll
have to fork
up.
It out.
Just
my commitments are what they are. I'm not changing them now.
Just for 900 episodes of The Simpsons. Pippa and Jimmy, you and the Animal Zoo next.
Greece.
Mars Group Family Property. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now, Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Dean McCarthy from Scoopla HQ joins us up next. We're going to get the latest on all the Harvey Weinstein news, a massive story out of Hollywood. It's under 5 minutes away. Right now, though, $1,050 to give away for Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Cannot believe we're giving away this amount of money. Four rings, come on.
That's four.
Get up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit. Did I get it?
You got it! You've won $1,050!
Yes!
Yes, Matthew, you!
I got it!
Have just won over $1,000 on Pippa and Jimmy's wake up call!
Yes.
Oh, mate.
Where are you? Talk us through. What are you doing? Have you had the radio on?
Yeah, I've had the radio on. I'm just watching the news, going to work.
Oh, my gosh. Just got in on time. You'd had four rings. I was just about to ring the fifth time.
You picked up on time, and the phrase was perfect.
Get up with Pippa and Jimmy on here. Oh, mate, it's all thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. Check out their display homes now. How are you feeling, Matthew?
Oh, great.
Wow.
Great.
What's in store for you today, mate? Like, whereabouts do you work?
I work at Steel Supplies.
Oh, wow. Yep, great. Oh, okay,
awesome.
So you're going to head to work today and be like, hey, guys, how was your night last night? Oh, me, my morning's been good. I've won $1,050.
Yeah, I'm going to rub it in.
Mate,
what are you going to do this weekend? You're loaded now.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, throw a party.
Not yet.
To a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, message me on the Hit Facebook page as well.
Yeah, invite us there. Yeah, shout us around.
That would be awesome. Mate, you are an absolute legend. You have just taken away $1,050 with Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Oh, thank you.
No worries at all.
This is the most money we've ever given away for the wake-up call.
Congratulations, Matthew. Hold the line there for us, mate. That's the most money we've ever given away ourselves.
Yeah, ever on this show.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, feels good, doesn't it, Matthew?
Oh, it does. It feels so good. Sorry, I just chucked him on hold.
Oh, right, okay, right. He's still there.
I'm catching my breath.
I actually can't breathe properly.
Oh, I can't breathe.
This is so exciting.
Be like Matthew. Register at hit.com.au. Thanks to our amazing friends at Mars Group Family Properties. Check out their display homes now.
It's that easy.
That's it. That's how it does.
That's how we give away the cash, peeps.
We're going to have a chat to Matthew off air. Going to catch our breath. And then we're going to talk to Dean McCarthy. Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone.
Check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning everyone. Happy Thursday. We are so close to the weekend.
Cannot wait.
Hey, it's going to be Mick Happy Day on Saturday as well. Make sure you come along to Macca's and say hello to us.
We're going to be down there. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic day.
Awesome. That's going to be so much fun. Hey, we've got the mayor on air coming up.
We do.
After 8 this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I mention it so early, if you want to ask him a question, head to hit.com.au because you can actually pop a question on there and we can ask the mayor for you. So it can be about anything.
Live on the radio, this is your hot ticket to get straight to the mayor.
It's directly to the mayor.
Yep.
Hey, about 15 minutes time, I want to talk to you as well about a guy who's done something you shouldn't do in Bali.
Ah, well, there's a lot of things you shouldn't do in Bali.
Well, I think after...
You shouldn't just, you know, go and get, you know, pulled pork from any kind of vendor that you like.
You
just
shouldn't really eat salad.
Yeah, exactly. No salad. Don't go out in the sun without sunscreen on, because I tell you what, the UV over there is something else.
No, he's done something that Australians know you shouldn't do over there. I'll talk to you about that in about 15 minutes' time. But before we kick the show off, it'd be remiss of me not to mention The Simpsons.
Oh, the show of my childhood.
I've got some really sad news just broken.
Why? What's happened?
Channel 10 have announced they've lost the rights to broadcast The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah. It's with a heavy heart.
What do you mean?
So, they were in negotiations with Century Fox 21 over the rights, and those negotiations have broken down, and the deadlines come up really quickly. So, suddenly, they're no longer able to show it, and the Simpsons and also Modern Family have both gone to Foxtel.
So, they're off free-to-air television.
They're off free-to-air.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That was my 6 o'clock childhood.
This
was
exactly 6 p.m. every night. This is what you watch religiously.
Yeah, mum and dad watching news, just mum for me, or dad, not the same room, not the same house. Watching news in the other room, you watch The Simpsons. Happy days. Everyone's happy.
This is the show that my entire family quotes.
Yeah.
This is just the thing that you pull out at any kind of dinner party or at any comical moment. You pull out a Simpsons quote. This is what you do. And it's off the air.
Off, done, bye, Felicia.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry to start the show off with sad news, Pippa.
Oh, I'm going to have to get Foxtel.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I am. You'll have to fork it out.
Just
my commitments are what they are. I'm not changing them now.
Just for 900 episodes of The Simpsons. Pippa and Jimmy, you and the Animal Zoo next. Hit 93.5, Morning Dub on the Central West is Pippa and Jimmy. How good's that new one? Portugal the Man, Feel It Still.
Calling it Hit of the Week.
Oh,
it's going to be dead set Hit of the Week.
Become a Hit VIP, hit.com.au. Let us know what you think. Hey, the Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields. He's on the air in around 15 minutes' time. That is going to be awesome. Can't wait to have a chat with him right now, though.
Look, what do you think about couples therapy?
Couples therapy.
Couples therapy. Look, Thayer up there, he's got this doctor. He says he's a hell of a guy.
No, I know a therapist who will work wonders with somebody like you.
And that therapist is Dr. Pippa Moore.
Thank you.
Welcome to the room.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Pippa, if anyone wants to ask a question to you as our couples therapist,
our phone lines are always open, 13 12 16. We are here for you.
Or at hit.com.au.
That's
you
right.
Can write in anonymously.
Someone's written in today in need of some couples therapy.
Amy, her name is.
Okay.
We won't say her last name.
That's all right.
To keep her anonymous.
Confidentiality. Amy, talk to me.
Okay. Amy's written in saying, "Hi, Pippa. My boyfriend loves to wear Crocs. He wears them out for lunch with friends.
Sure.
Out for lunch with my friends.
Ooh.
Out to the cafe for a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He practically wears them everywhere.
Just his go-to footwear. Okay.
I find them hideous.
I hear you.
And I want to tell him, but there's more.
Okay.
She goes on to say, but a few months ago, we had an argument after he told me something I was wearing looked really bad.
Ooh.
And I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Okay. Amy, I hear you. I'm hearing what you're saying because Crocs is just such a source of contention in modern day relationships. This is tricky because Amy's obviously become quite reactionary when her partner has said to her, oh, gee, that colour really looks not great on you, or, oh, you're wearing that out for lunch. Oh, why don't you wear your hair straight instead of curly? I really prefer it when you wear it straight. The thing is, Amy, here's the thing about Crocs. Now, we've all got our opinions on Crocs. You either love them or you hate them. Amy, I'm hearing what you're saying, girlfriend, but you've got to pick which hill you're going to die on. This is what my mother always used to say to me. You've got to choose your battles. Because men, we all know their fashion sense is questionable at the best of times.
Excuse me.
So, oh gosh, I've dated blokes before that just love to live in footy shorts.
Oh, they're comfy, aren't
that's
they?
That was their argument. Very comfortable.
I even went to the shops the other day in my what's those floppy Joe pants?
Sloppy Joe pants?
Yeah, you know, the elastic ones, like the sportswear ones.
Might need a separate couple therapy session for you on your sloppy Joe pants. I can actually determine exactly what they are. I was down in Sydney with my parents a couple of weekends ago and we went for a walk and Dad comes out with his footy shorts on and long socks and riding boots like his R.M. Williams.
Did you go to town on him?
So I said to Mum, I said, what's going on here? And Mum said, oh, this is what he loves to wear. He loves to wear his boots with his shorts.
Comfort. Crocs are comfortable.
Crocs are comfortable. So, Amy, what I'm saying to you is pick your battles. The tricky thing is you've got a little bit of leverage now because you've already had a conversation about this and you've become reactionary. What I'd suggest you do a 180 on him and flip this on its head.
Okay.
So what you do is you say, babe, I am so grateful that we're in a relationship where we really support each other's fashion choices. I love that you just let me do me and that I just let you do you with your Crocs. You go, what do you mean? Well, I know that you just love those Crocs. I know you love wearing them so much. And you know what I'm saying? I love you, honey. I'm going to support you. You do you. You want to wear your Crocs? Go ahead. Because then you flip the argument on its head and the next time you want to wear that skirt or that dress or you want to throw the straightener through your hair, boom, come at me. You got nothing. Nothing.
That reeks, I'm going to be honest, of double standards.
Oh, doesn't it?
You've twisted his words against him.
Men with double standards, we all know it's a thing. Play them at their own game, Amy. That's what I'm saying to you.
The therapist door is always open. Thank you so much, Dr. Pippa Moore. If you'd like some couples therapy, 13, 12, 16, anytime, give us a call. Morning. It's the Mayor on the Air, the very first ever Mayor of the new Dubbo Regional Council. He's in today, the Honourable's not the right word,
no,
is it?
No,
you taught us last time.
we don't want to go down
there. His worship.
His worship, that's right.
Yeah.
Councillor Ben Shields, Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council. Welcome to the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Do you have many people accidentally calling you Bear, mixing Mayor and Ben together? Because that could be a good nickname.
That's actually your first one.
Is it?
It really is.
Oh, yeah, your first one hit 93.5?
There you go. That's the very first. I've never had that, no.
Okay. It could be an affectionate nickname people
could
have
be,
for you.
Could be, I don't know. But a lot of people call me names, but never affectionate ones.
Okay. Oh, so, all right.
Won't go down that path.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been in office now for just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What's the first couple of weeks been like? How's it been?
Oh, you know, I probably should get down to the council chambers and meet them. You know, I haven't been there. No, not really.
been on holidays?
Actually, you know what it's been all about so far, and that is briefing after briefing after briefing. It is right. Unreal some of the stuff I've got to sort of take in. Because, I have had 18 years' experience as a councillor, but you've got to remember, I wasn't there really for the last 17 months while we've had an administrator.
Right.
So getting up to date and having all the staff, basically, it's been a long parade of various staff, department managers and all that come and tell me what's going on here and there and that, and also making sure that new councillors are also up to speed and everything mm-hmm. as well. It's been absolutely hectic. There's also been some policy initiatives in that I've spoke about during the election campaign, you know, like third bins and hospital car parkings right through to pollutant traps and rivers, all that sort of stuff. Starting the process of basic getting the investigations done, you cannot in public life just flick your fingers and then say, oh, you know, this is going to be done like this. You've got to go through and in a lot of cases get legal advice, get financial advice, get some concept designs, marketing advice right through to market, look at your market position on various things. I want to get a showground upgrade, for example. You've got to go and get some business advice and get a master plan done and all this sort of stuff.
Like it a is lot of paper to read through.
Wow. Absolutely. So, it's extraordinary work. So it's just a matter of just continuing to get stuck into it and hope for the best, and hopefully the massive amounts of briefings in that initial start phase comes to an end sooner rather than later, because I tell you what, doing my head, I can tell you, I've only got so much room upstairs in this brain, so, I'm just worried about the storage capacity at the moment, but anyway.
Interesting perspective to hear you say that, Ben, because I think a lot of people might just look at the role that you have as mayor or even as a councillor and kind of go, right, well, you're in office now, I voted you in, what are you doing? Kind of let's get stuff done. So I guess it's good for people to understand that, you know, in terms of initiative and making things happen, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes into
that.
Oh, yeah.
Look, for example, okay, so the last couple of weeks I've been talking about an upgrade of the showground, because I'm really not happy with that showground. I think it's looking pretty tacky and it's falling apart and awful, dusty, all that sort of stuff. So I can't just say to the staff, look, go and build this, and that. Doesn't work like that. Firstly, I've got to go and get some market research to see exactly what sort of facilities we need at our showground, like what sort of events we have there now, what we could have if we build this or that. So you get someone to do thorough research, not just of our market in Dubbo, but all across other showgrounds in this particular area, to make sure that we're not directly competing, or if we do directly compete, we can win that competition. Then you've got to get a master plan done up based on that. Then you've got to go through the process of getting grant applications from the federal and state government and all that sort of stuff. So it takes a lot of time in local government to get things done.
And while all of that's going on, people might be going, oh, nothing's happening, but actually there's a lot happening.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just all ducks calm on the water, legs moving really fast underneath.
Oh, look, and I tell you what, these legs are bloody sore at the moment. I can tell you that.
Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields. Hey, would you stick around with us a couple of minutes? Because we've got a few questions from our listeners that we want to put to you.
Not a problem.
And joining us in the studio, again, thanks for sticking around a few minutes, Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields.
And if you've got a question for Ben at any point, you can head to hit.com.au. There's a question section there where you can write in. A couple of people have written in.
Yeah, heaps of people writing in at the moment. Ben, you ready for some hard-hitting questions?
Throw them at me.
Great. Mm-hmm. This first one comes from Ellen. She says, hi, Ben. Can you please look into putting more overtaking lanes on the road between Dubbo and Wellington? There is only one to Wellington and two on the way to Dubbo, which are very close together. I've seen a lot of people taking dangerous risks to overtake slower cars. Now, first, is this your jurisdiction?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Oh.
Everything Dubbo is a jurisdiction to a degree of Dubbo Regional Council. Not only are we about roads, rates and rubbish, but we are also the chief advocacy body for this region. So anything happening with the hospital, which is clearly not us, law and order and that, yes, talk to the council about it, because our role is also to advocate on behalf of Dubbo. Now, the Mitchell Highway. So the reality is with that, it is a state government road. So they own it, they operate it. But any upgrades in that usually gets done by the council. They pay us to do it.
Okay.
But there are things called traffic committees in that where it's a joint committee of both council and state government and whatnot. With what that listener said, look, I agree totally. That frustrates the living, you know, what's out of me when you're, especially you're behind a slow car or a slow truck and you just can't get around, makes it too dangerous. So those overtaking lanes, they're so important. And so that has actually been on the agenda of the council, even the previous council, to get more funds flowing our way when it comes to particularly that section of road between Dubbo and Wellington. But also there's issues at the Newell Highway at the moment where we clearly need a lot more funding going into, especially those interstate, those big highways. Overtaking lanes are so important. They literally save lives.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's something you can never discount, and it's one of those things we need to go in. I think we probably need to start even advocating more so to the state and federal governments, because the new highway is actually a federal road, whilst the Mitchell Highway is a state road. We need to.
Interesting.
Yeah,
people just think the road's a road these
days.
That's
right, not like that.
And,
yeah.
And my street in South Dubbo, what's that, a council road?
That's a council road. That's right, yeah.
Interesting. Heaps more questions coming in as well, including one from Vicky. She says, hey, Ben, as you are now Mayor of Wellington as well, is there anything you can do to have a water park or at least water slides incorporated into the new pool design? A lot of crime in Wellington is due to kids not having anything to preoccupy their time with.
Yeah, look, I tend to agree with that one as well. I was a bit disappointed when the administration period came in, it was identified that the Wellington pool was quite literally about to fall apart. So had some money to upgrade it. And I was a bit disappointed actually with the pool, where effectively they're going to upgrade it, but they're going to replace a square rectangle in the ground with another square rectangle in the ground. I would be keen to have further facilities at Wellington to keep young people at Wellington, to keep them interested in the town, to keep them, you know, to get them off the streets too. So things like water parks and that would be awesome. Wellington needs what you call economic drivers, things that get people to the town that want them to spend some money there. And look, a water park, maybe a little wave pool or some awesome water slides or something like that would be great. Now, there's some room at that newly designed swimming pool, which is being rebuilt right now for that sort of facility. I am hoping to start the process of looking at where we can find some money to put something fun in that aquatic centre, basically, at Wellington. At the moment, what they're talking about is basically more rectangles in the ground for people just to float around. You know, yeah, that's all great and it'll be all new and it'll look pretty, but at the end of the day, we also need things where people find it fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for answering those questions, Ben. As you can see, you can get questions straight to the mayor.
Absolutely.
If you want, every fortnight. Yeah, we're going to have Ben in the studio. Pippa, though, but before we let him go, we've got something maybe a little more important.
Incredibly important question to ask you, Ben. Have you been watching The Bachelorette?
I've heard all about it. I have to admit, between various things you do, it might be going on my TV.
Okay, well, you would see that I've placed in front of you there our Bachelorette office sweep. So Jimmy, myself and Mike have all kind of circled our favourites, who we think the front runners are. We've also crossed out all the eliminated contestants. So you can see who's left there. And we want to know, Ben Shields, who do you think is going to take out the final rose?
You know what? I think it might be Blake.
Blake. Which one's Blake?
He's the entrepreneur.
You like a self-made man?
Well, you've got to be self-made. You don't want bloody inherited or anything like that. You know, you've got to go out and do stuff. So,
He is the mayor on the air, Ben Shields, mayor of Dubbo Regional Council. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Rita Ora, morning Dubbo on the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy. $2 from every Big Mac sold this week. Happy Day helps keep families together with seriously ill children. Make sure you pop down to Macca's and say hello to us on Saturday as well. We're broadcasting live.
Love to see you there.
Now, Pippa, when we finish this show every day at around 9 o'clock, which we're very loosey-goosey with.
Yeah, we are a bit.
We usually go on a break for around an hour.
We do.
That hour also very loosey-goosey with. Yep. we don't record exactly what time we leave. Like, I think I left at about 9:30, yeah. Come back at 9:30. Yesterday when I was on my break, I got this weird habit. I like to watch ABC News 24.
Right.
It's just like a news channel. And yep. If there's ever a press conference, mm-hmm. they put the press conference live to air on yep. there. So I'm watching it, and Dutton, the he's probably energy minister or something like that.
Right.
He's doing a press conference, and he announces something very, very interesting, trying to save Australian energy.
They have announced that households and businesses who turn down their air conditioners during heat waves and switch off other appliances like pool pumps can be rewarded under a new scheme they've announced.
So are they actually going to get paid physical money, or will it be a discount on their bill?
Okay, so it's for Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales at the moment.
Great.
You can volunteer to cut their power use when demand is high. And so basically what you can exchange that for are benefits like rebates on your bills.
Wow,
so
okay.
Energy and Environmental Minister Josh Frydenberg.
Oh, that's his name, Frydenberg, yes. Not Dutton.
So said a household could be paid $25 each time it's switched off at a peak time. On top of saving on its power bills.
But whoa, $25.
Per time.
That is a lot of money.
But
wow.
There are other rewards as well, which might include giving people a free day of electricity or a movie voucher.
That is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Because my flatmates and I, we got our latest energy bill for the last 3 months yesterday.
Yeah.
Ended up costing me about $300 was my portion.
I am dreading receiving my power bill in the mail for this quarter.
Because they've just gone up around 20% as well. So if they were to say, if I was to get a text message on my phone
mm-hmm.
and it was to say, hey, turn off your aircon now, we'll give you $25. Plus, obviously, you're using less electricity,
yeah, exactly.
So your bill's down. It poses a question. Would you do it? So we're going to open the phone lines 13, 12, 16.
If on a 40-degree day, because we all know how stinking hot the weather gets in Dubbo and across the central west during summer,
yep.
If the government sent you a text on a 40-degree day saying, turn off your aircon and we're going to throw you some cash, would you do it?
That's the question. 13, 12, 16, we want to know. Or hit up the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. But yeah, if you got that text message, it's sweltering. It's 40 degrees. Would you turn off your aircon for $25?
And maybe a free day of electricity.
Jesus.
Or a movie voucher.
Oh, but it's 40 degrees outside. 13, 12, 16, let us know. We made plans to Hit 93.5, Birds of Tokyo, Plans. Morning, everyone, it's Pippa and Jimmy. 13, 12, 16, give us a call and catch us horsing around all day at work for a chance to win the ultimate Hit 93.5 Derby Day experience. You can do that with Mike all day today. Right now, Pippa, we're asking if the government sent you a text message mm-hmm. on a 40-degree day, sweltering hot.
Yep, you're
hot, you're sweaty.
Yep.
You've just gotten home, the aircon is cranking and you're like, oh, this is life. And they said to you, $25 to turn off your aircon.
Yep.
It'll be off your power bill, $25.
Would you do it?
Far out. What a tough decision.
It's off the back of a new scheme that the government have just announced. They're spending nearly $30 million to support a new trial, and the New South Wales government's contributing $7 million to offer people rebates on their bills and other benefits to help cut their power bills.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, we're still taking calls on this 13, 12, 16 if you'd like to get your opinion in. Debbie, what about you? Would you take the money?
I'd take the money.
Take the money and swelter through the heat.
Yeah, well, years ago, you didn't have air conditioner in the car, so you got by, you know, so for one day.
Just you get to get extra couple of dollars, plus you save some money off your bill. Yeah, you take the cash. Do you have a little paddle pool at the back? You could just go and lay it in your bikini. I'm okay, I survive.
Exactly.
I mean, some days your air conditioners don't work anyway, you know, so it can happen. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, no, totally understand. Hey, Deb, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate that. 13, 12, 16, we're still taking your calls, or have your say at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Heaps of comments are coming in. Kirsty wrote in to say, I used to live on a cattle station in the middle of WA where there was solar power and a generator, which means zero air cooling except for a fan.
Wow.
It was 50 degrees in the shade outside and was cooler outside than inside. So, yes, I'd take the money. 40 degrees would be like a welcomed cool change.
A winter's day.
Oh, absolutely. John, great comment from John. Yes, I'd organise 10 friends and tell 9 to turn off the aircon and have a party with the money.
Oh, well, good idea, John.
This is some creative solutions.
You know, you've got 9 friends. That's a couple of $100.
Yeah, perfect.
Really good. Hey, let's hit back up the phones right now, 13, 12, 16. We are asking if the government sent you a text message offering $25 in your pocket, pretty much, because it's off your phone bill. It's practically cash, not your phone bill, your energy bill. Just to switch off your aircon on a 40-degree day, would you take it? Beck's on the line, 13, 12, 16. Would you take it, Beck?
Nah,
I'd
keep the aircon on. I hate
the
heat.
Oh, really?
Oh, so do I.
I hate the heat. I can't do it.
Fair enough, because the government are actually giving us an incentive to try and decrease our power prices and our power bills, and they're saying, you know, you might get some money if you turn it off, but you reckon not worth it?
Oh, no, I can't deal with the heat.
Pay the extra couple of
bucks. I've got my fitting going in winter and my window open, so.
Oh, so you're like me, actually. You like it nice and cold. You prefer to be snug up in bed in the cold, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling today, Beck.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
You're a legend, absolute legend. 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. We love everyone who calls through. What are they saying on Facebook as well?
Kayla's saying, hell yeah, I'd go swimming somewhere instead with the money I save and still have some extra. And Daniel says, yep, I'd take the money, then head to the pub.
Daniel, I'll meet you down at the tavern.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Oh,